Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. In this episode, I'll be briefly running through all the ways the socialism breaks the Ten Commandments. So, buckle your seatbelts, let's get started. So, to be clear, the Sixth Commandment is not directly broken by socialism, but I'll be talking about the other nine commandments that are. So, I would also like to mention that, contrary to popular belief, I believe that, one, socialism and communism are two sides of the same coin, because communism is the more putting theories into practice side of it, and socialism is the more theoretical aspect of it. And two, I believe atheism is a religion because it takes a lot of misplaced faith, and I say misplaced because your faith should be in God. It takes a lot of misplaced faith to believe that the world just poofed out of nothing. I can do a whole episode on that if you'd like, but suffice it to say that when I say that socialist states impose a state religion of atheism, which I will say that here in a minute, that I can say that because I do believe that atheism is a religion. It's just a very false one. So, with all that out of the way, let's get started. So, the first commandment says that we should have no other gods before him. I am paraphrasing, to be clear, but that is what it says. So, socialism, not only does it break this commandment, it thoroughly destroys it. It takes this commandment and sets it right in front of where a herd of elephants are about to walk and sits back helplessly while the elephants all trample it. It takes this commandment, throws it into the bottom of the Mariana Trench with no pressure suit. It takes this commandment and wraps it in tinfoil and sticks it in the microwave. It takes this commandment and puts it in a slingshot and fires it straight into the sun. There's an exoplanet with a name I will not try to pronounce. It's just all letters and numbers. It's a pretty blue and white planet, but if you look at it, looks are very deceiving, because on this planet, the winds blow at over 5,000 miles an hour, and it rains the silica particles that are in the atmosphere. So, on that planet, it horizontally rains glass at over 5,000 miles an hour, 24/7. And the planet is also extremely hot because of how close it is to its star. So socialism takes the first commandment and drops it off on that planet with absolutely no food, no water, no protection, no spacesuit, nothing. So suffice it to say, socialism thoroughly destroys commandment number one. Because socialism, not only does it either shut down or extremely regulate the churches, it persecutes Christians, including by throwing clergy in jail and even throwing just regular Christians in jail. It demands that people put state loyalty first, even if it does technically allow a religion. It sometimes, as I will elaborate on when I talk about commandment number two, it even makes human beings, like the dictator and his family, into objects of worship. And it demands that, even if it does allow religion, it demands that people put their state loyalty and state worship first. It is so bad in North Korea, in fact, that you can be put in a labor camp for simply owning a copy of the Bible. Simply for owning a copy of the truth, you can be thrown in a labor camp in North Korea. So, that's how bad it is there. The second commandment is very much related to the first. It says that thou shalt not make or worship idols. And as I've said, socialism is great at making and worshiping idols. Because socialism not only makes the state, it makes the state into a god, but it also kind of makes the state into an idol, too. It's kind of weird. And it also makes the dictator and his family into idols in some cases. Like in North Korea, the Kim family. In Soviet Russia, it was Stalin when he was in power. North Korea, it's even to the point where they have monuments all over the country that people are expected to worship. So, yeah. They textbook make and worship idols. Third commandment, thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain. Unfortunately, I'm sad to say that socialism breaks this one too. Because there are these people that call themselves Christian socialism. Christian socialists, they claim to believe in something called Christian socialism. So they cherry pick selections from the Bible to try to claim that God is pro-socialism and that Christianity is socialist, or that being a Christian justifies supporting socialism, which means they not only fundamentally misunderstand the word of God, which is sad, but they also take the Lord's name in vain because they are hiding behind him to justify supporting a very evil ideology, because socialism is a fundamentally evil ideology. It has killed more people than I can count. It has corrupted countless youth, who sadly many of them don't grow out of it like I did. And it has destroyed many nations and put billions of people in poverty. Literally billions. China's population is over a billion. And I don't know how close to that population it was during the famine years, but it definitely meant there were hundreds of millions of people in poverty in China alone during that time. So it's safe to say that at least a billion have been affected. So socialism breaks that commandment too. And the fourth commandment says to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Again, kind of hard to do that when all the churches have been shut down and all the clergy have been thrown in jail. And simply owning a copy of the Word of God can land you in a labor camp. I'm sure it's not impossible, but it is extremely difficult. So socialism breaks that commandment by its attacks on God and the church and his people, by hindering their ability to follow that commandment. And the fifth commandment says to honor thy father and mother. Socialism breaks this too, because it not only incorporates a lot of anti-family ideologies, like support for the genocide of the unborn, support for lifestyles that are anti-family, such as men dating men and women dating women and men trying to become women and etc., etc. And that one is especially prevalent in modern communist thought. Modern self-described socialists and communists will very, very proudly champion those ideologies, or, you know, identify that way themselves. Also, in socialist regimes, children are encouraged to rat on their parents. So, of course, that's breaking the fifth commandment directly by not honoring your father and mother if you're getting them sent to a gulag. Doesn't seem very honorable to me. I don't know about you. I would hope that if you're listening to this, you would agree. Sixth commandment. I can't think of a way socialism directly breaks this, because the sixth commandment says thou shalt not commit adultery. Seventh commandment, moving on, is thou shalt not kill. Socialism does a heck ton of that. The estimates for how many people socialism has killed, the conservative estimates tend to say like 100 million, but that's kind of low, because it doesn't, as far as I can tell, it doesn't account for soldiers who are killed in the revolutions and in wars of expansion, because for all their anti-imperialist meowings, leftists don't acknowledge that socialist countries are very much expansionist. All you have to look at is Soviet Russia tried to attack Finland. Soviet Russia also established satellite states, so even states that didn't automatically join the Soviet Union had governments that were friendly to it, and those governments were not put there naturally. They were, the Soviet Union put them there, essentially. And in present day, you have China eyeing Taiwan, and you had, I don't know if this is still going on, would not surprise me, but you had Venezuela eyeing a region called Esquibo in a neighboring country called Guyana, because this region has a lot of natural resources and has a pretty heavy population, so obviously Venezuela wanted that, and probably still wants it. And then, so there's a lot of murder there. It's also unclear if the 100 million count includes the victims of mass genocides, not only including child genocide, such as in China during the one-child policy, but also the Holodomor, where a lot of Ukrainians, like millions of Ukrainians, were killed by Stalin, and the mass killings of Jews in Soviet Russia. There's also question of, you know, whether those numbers count just people who were killed in the gulags and the prisons, whether they count people who were not officially killed, but were quote-unquote disappeared, so they were never seen or heard from again, and they are presumed dead. Because that happened quite a bit in regimes, both socialist and non-specifically socialist, like in Pinochet's Chile, for example. Although obviously that country would not count in the 100 million category, at least during that regime, because of, you know, that number is counting how many people have been killed by communism. And Chile was not, after Pinochet took power, Chile was not communist, as far as I can tell. Anyway, before we get too into the weeds, suffice it to say, socialism kills a lot of people. Still does. In North Korea, for example, and in China, where they persecute Uyghurs and such. And then the Eighth Commandment, thou shalt not steal. Socialism steals quite a bit, because redistribution is just theft with 500% more syllables. I think I've said it before as 105%, but really it's 500% more syllables, because theft obviously is one syllable, redistribution is five, get the joke? anyway, so yeah, redistribution is just theft with 500% more syllables. They take from not only the rich, but it's kind of hard to define the term rich. I've never heard a great definition for that term, so they could take from anybody, really. And also, even though the socialists promise that their quote-unquote redistributed assets will go equally towards helping all people, what ends up actually happening is that party members and other elites take the lion's share of it, and the population is left with the crumbs that they leave behind. So many people are starving. Then the Ninth Commandment says, thou shalt not bear false witness, which means thou shalt not lie, and socialists lie through their teeth. If nothing else, I'm not going to go into all the ways they do, because we'd be here all day, or probably all week, but if nothing else, socialism's proponents lie through their teeth when they say that real communism has never been tried, oh yo. Because, as I've been clear in previous episodes, communism's been tried umpteen times, and it always crashes and burns every single time. So yes, it has been tried, and anyone who tells you it hasn't, they're being deliberately dishonest, because they can't admit the faults of their own ideology. The 10th and final commandment is, thou shalt not covet. Now, I mentioned before that socialist countries expand, like, or seek to expand, and so when they seek to expand, they covet, because coveting is not just being jealous of someone, it is saying, I want to have what that person has. I want to take steps to have that person's house, or car, or wife, or whatever. So, socialism covets not only by seeking to expand, because yes, while the commandment against coveting usually applies to individuals in the traditionally understood sense, if we're talking about socialist countries, you could say that they covet by seeking to expand, by seeking to take what these other neighboring regions have. Like, for example, China seeking to take Taiwan and take all of its resources and control it. By seeking to take what Taiwan has, they are coveting what Taiwan has. And also the individual socialists, when they seek to redistribute, quote-unquote, the wealth, they're coveting what the rich have. They're looking at what the rich have, and they're saying, I want to have that. I want to take steps to have that for myself. Especially, you know, the elite party members or the poor souls who are duped into believing that they will actually get a crumb of it when they're not party members or not elites. Because even party members, if they're low enough, if everybody's forced to join the party and you're low enough in the ranks, well, you're probably not going to get a whole lot. So in short, socialism breaks 9 of the 10 commandments. That should tell you that if socialism could walk, it would be a walking red flag. So essentially the theme of today is say no to socialism and say yes to the truth. The truth of God's word. And the simple principles that he has given us to live by. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it or considered it to be informative or food for thought. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us if you'd like at Facebook, on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSC Pod. You can also send us an email if you feel so inclined at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's J-E-S-S-E-A-S firesidechats@gmail.com. We would appreciate it if you could pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. And if you feel so inclined, please be sure to leave us a small donation if you'd like to help support us. No pressure. At ko-fi.com/Jesse's Fireside Chats. That's ko-fi.com/Jesse's Fireside Chats. Again, no pressure, but if you would like to donate a small amount to this show, we would highly appreciate it, especially in these times. And if you'd like to be a guest on this show, please reach out to me and I will happily try to work with you on times and everything else. Just, I guess, email me or contact me on social media and we can talk about trying to work that out. Thank you so much for listening and have a blessed day.